regarding the Gemara about Ein Mishalmin Es HaKofer. There's a lot of layers in this bit, but I hope Netz Hashem will go through a good part of it today. We started on it yesterday. We have, the Gemara states the reason for the Braisa, why if the Edom HaMachayiv somebody Kofer, in other words, they testify that his Shor HaMuad killed somebody, the halacha is that the person has to pay Kofer, it's considered a ransom, he's Chayiv Misa V'dei Shemayim, and he's Mechayiv Kofer. And the question of whether the kofer is the main nizik or the main mazik, originally the Gemara thought that would be a reflection of another machlokas, fundamentally if kofer is a kapara or kofer is mamon. The Gemara says really all could agree that kofer is kapara, even the one who says the main nizik. The way that you get the kapara is by giving the main nizik. So we have this idea of kofer kapara. Says the Gemara, because kofer kapara, the Hani Labne Kapara Ninu. Now that itself has to be explained, and that's coming up in the Ritva. So far, all we saw is the Rashi with the Rimi Lunil, which states simply that the fact is that they did not do this terrible thing of having their Ashur kill somebody, which is why there's a need for a Kapara. They did a Sheker, and therefore the Kapara of Kofar is not matched to what they did to their sin. Of course, this requires more of a hesper. After all, a nice anytime you have Edom Zomimin, so they didn't do the crime itself of what that person did, and yet that's the onus that they get. But l'maisa, this has to do with the fact that the definition of this chiyuv kofer is kapara. It's in order to get kapara. So to the extent that you want to achieve kapara, and that's why the kofer is paid, somehow that cannot relate to the Edom Zomim, because Edom Zomim, in fact, are not in need of such a kapara. So that seems to be the way Rashi's words and the Rimu and Nil words are resonating. In other words, Stam Azai, Chiyuv is a Chiyuv. You know, okay, there could be a kapara, there could be reasons for that Chiyuv. A person with Machal Shabbos is Chayiv Skila. The Edom were made, he's Mechayiv Skila, so they get Skila. They weren't Machal Shabbos, but they get Kasha Zama. It comes to kapara, so the whole idea is to get kapara. The whole idea of the chiyuv is kapara. It's wrapped, it's defined as such. So therefore, to the extent that its definition is kapara, and the kapara is connected to a particular set of circumstances which are not relevant for the Edom, and their need for kapara is not matched by the kapara of the kofer, that seems to be at this point, what Rashi, the Rimi, and Nil are saying. So the Ritva is soon going to elaborate in his own way with various drachim in how to learn exactly what it means, Hani Lebne Kapara Ninu and Kufra Kapara. But before he even gets into that, he asks a very basic question relating to the earlier part of the Gemara. The Maisa of the Gemara says that since Kufra Kapara, so therefore you can Mechayiv Edom Zomim with Kofar. Okay. However, whatever the Hesbo will be, the idea that Kofar is defined as Kapara, and the Edom, therefore, could not be imposed. You can't impose on the Edom a chiyuv kapara. In fact, the Ritva. So then I have a simple explanation of why there's no chiyuv galus in the Mishnah for kasha zama. Because we all know, as the Gemara earlier suggests, that galus is also kapara. So simply say, the reason why ein omim yigalus atachtav is because galus is a kapara. Now, the answer the Ritva gives, and the Ramban says it in much shorter way, the Ritva is elaborating, but the focus of the answer seems to be, the way that we understood it, kofer is defined as a kapar. Golus is not defined as a kapar. The Ritva doesn't deny that there's an element of kapara in golus. He says it's not a kapara mamish. We'll soon see what he does with the Gemara Yud Aleph. He brings that also to try to emphasize the point. But the basic terrors we should understand, separate from the details. Kofer is a kapara. That's its definition. That's where it begins and that's where it ends. Golus is about a bigger idea. Does it have an element of kapara wrapped into it in some way and form, exactly how, what? The details have to be spelled out. But it's not the etzem kapara. Golus is what we call an onesh, a chiyuv golus. It's masur lebeizdin. Remember the lashon of the Ramban. It's masur lebeizdin. That's why I could have a havamina. The Edom could be subjected to the same circumstances that Golas brings with it, in the sense that it brings with it an onesh, a chiyuv. For the Ritva to bring that idea out, he says something interesting. Every line, every half a line of the Ritva has to be analyzed as much as we could. There's a teda in the Ritva when he says this, and the Ramban also brings this point, not with the word teda, but he brings it as well in terms of bringing it back to Adam Zomerman. Lashon HaRitva, D'shayini Golos She'eino Kapara Mamish. Let's skip for a few lines, for a few words about Mises Kohen Gadol, Hushamachaperes. We'll come back to see what to make of that. But all that is to bring out, it's not Kapara Mamish. There's something else that you would associate with a Kapara of Golos. The Golos is not Kapara Mamish. The Mises Kohen Gadol, that's where you can write, you can talk about Kapara by Golos. But the Golos itself is not Kapara Mamish. Teida. So what's the Raya that it's not Kapara Mamish? And Kofar is going to be that. But what's the Raya? What's the Teida of the Ritva? Because the fact is, the Halacha is, if he leaves the Tchum of the Arim Mikot Nerak, what does that do with anything? How's that a Teida? Good, that's Halacha. He could be killed by the Gol Adam if he leaves the Arim Mikot. No, so what is that showing? The Ritva continues, V'davar ha-masul based in hula ha-glosa. Again, so what is the Ritva driving at? That Golus is masul based in. Golus is a chiyuv. Golus is an onus. the kapara, not kapara mamish. For that, look at me, says Kohen Gadol. Teda, the teda for that is that he can be nerag if he gives the ir mikot. The contrast to that, what is Kapara Mamish, which is why we can't bring that to the Adam Zolman for Kasher Zaman, Mashe'ekin B'kofer. What's the foil here? What's the contrast? She'ein M'mashkin N'oso. The Ein M'mashkin is the contrast to what? To what he just said about Golas. What did he say about Golas? It's Masur L'Bezdin HaGosa. In other words, Golas is Bezdin's administering a Chi of Golas. But Kofer, if we hold in the masculine, then obviously Basin doesn't quite mix in. So this is the teretz of the Ritva. This is the shell of the teretz. And that's the answer to the kasha. That's why when it comes to Golos, we have a real Havamina without the Xeris HaKasa V'Huyanis. We have a real Havamina. That Zeh Yigla V'Yamud Ba'osu Safik Shalariga. So now he comes back to that point of the fact that he could be potentially killed. So for the Ritva, apparently that Safek Hariga is what allows us to more clearly understand and define the etzem idea of Golos, not purely as Kapara, not as it defined as Kapara, but as, use the word, Chiyuv, Onesh, Masel Beisdin. And because it contains this idea that if Yatsa Michutz L'Tchum Nerak, so that's what Golos is all about, and that could very well relate to the Edim. Again, what we struggled, there are a lot of details here. I mean, who's the Gol Adam? That's where this is Almin's Kasha. There was no dam spilled, okay? That's the difficulty too. But the idea that the Dora is pulling out of Golos, that it's a Chiyuv, it's Masur L'Bezdin, and the proof is the Tedav, that is, that it could potentially lead to him being killed. Why would his blood be cheap? That he could leave Zarin Mikot, he could be killed. If it's halacha like Kofar, no, Bezin doesn't mix in, it's his halacha, he wants to go to Golos, gives him the hate. If he doesn't, why should he be potentially killed? He wants to go to Golos, good, if he doesn't, but you have no right to kill him? So that's where the Tedav's coming. The Ritva sees in the halacha, that hutar damo, Lashon HaRamban, right? Hutar, that he can be killed. Hutar, hasha nami lo adam masa shim yetzachot nerag, not the Lashon HaRamban, but basically that he could be killed. Therefore, it shows you that this is an onesh. Just try to explain that a little bit better. Why does it show you that it's an onesh? Because it could lead. So you could say what I just said. If it's kapara, why should I be subject to death, possibly? Right? I mean, kapara is my choice. Chiyuv can bring with it more consequences. So galus brings with it potential death, the risk of death. That shows it's an onus. That's one way you could put it. There was the fact that it could bring with it at your own risk, if there are mikot, you may not, you know, you could get killed. Obviously, that means that Beis Din is imposing a chiyuv galus on him. It's not his halacha of going to kav kapar. That should not be able to lead to a chiyuv misa or a heter to kill him. Another way to put it, again, along the same line, but just to say this in these terms, where does that onesh, so to speak, where does that possibility of killing him come from? Where does it stem from? It stems from the fact that he's not following the rules. The sentence was, go there. There you shall be. The Yashav Sham Ad Mos HaKohen Gadol. You are directed to go to that location. Stay in that prescribed area. If you leave, that's where the rule, you're breaking the rules. Breaking the rules brings with it a chiyuv misa or a heter to kill it. Why are there rules? The rules are because if there are rules that could now, if you break them, there's a chiyuv misa. Obviously, it's an inyan of muscle of Beis Din. Beis Din says, this is where you must go. We're dictating you go to galus. Now, the emphasis, if you look in the sugyas in the second parak, even on the way to Arim Mikot, there's a halacha that maybe the go down to kill him. So it could be there's two dinim maybe. There's a din there, and there's a second din that he could be killed afterwards by leaving the Arim Mikot too. You have to know that's the sugyas in Parak Sheni. But that could also be what the Ritva had in mind, the teva. The fact that he could be subject to be killed obviously originates in the fact that there's a regimen of galus. That means it's a chiyuv, it's an onesh, and therefore it's unlike kofar. Kofar in the masculine, kofar is therefore what we say, the chiyuv, it's not a chiyuv kofar as much as it's a kapar. Kapar doesn't look into the edim. One more nekuda, but now so this is really the music behind the words of the Ritva. What is a little bit hanging loose and not really so clear, even not here and not fully on Daf Yud Aleph, is where he makes this passing reference to the Gemara. Oh, Golus. Golus is not all about Kapara. It's not Kapara Mamish. And this part the Ramban did not mention, right? The Ramban just gave that answer that the Edom should also be in the Sadik HaRiga. But the Ritva says, nah, that's not really so. Mises Kain Godhu Demachav. What exactly does he mean with that? What does the Gemara mean? Shiny goes to Kapara Mamish, Mises Kain Godhu, Hushim Mechaperes, Kedisa Perka Golan. What's the context of that Gemara? So yesterday, Kain Godhu dies before the Rotseach had a chance to go to Yermiklat, says the Gemara. So the din is, he doesn't go to Golus, says Abaye, what's the reason? Kal v'chomer. If he's already there and the Kohen Gadol dies, he can leave. He's free to leave. Nope, he hasn't gone yet. Kal v'chomer, he shouldn't have to go to Golus. That's Abaye's Kal v'chomer, pshat in the din. Ask the Gemara, what kind of Kal v'chomer is that? The Dilma, hay the Gola chaperle, hadelo Gola, lo. In other words, there's a difference. When he was in Golus, then he can go out when the Kohen Gadol dies because he has the kapara of the Golus. Here he hasn't had the kapara of being in Golus, so maybe then you can't let him be free from going to Golus. And for the Gemara, midi Golus ka machapra, this is Kohen Gadol machapra. That's the line of the Gemara. You think Golus is machapra, this is Kohen Gadol machapra. You take the Gemara literally at face value, it says that Golus is not machaper, it's Mises Kohen Gadol. So from that perspective, Mises Kohen Gadol is machaper, certainly if he hasn't gone yet. If he's gone already, it's machaper on him, certainly if he hasn't gone. Fectosis, how can the Gemara say such a line at face value? Golus is not machaper, that based on the base of Makis. What do you mean? Fectosis tema in a chanami. The Gemara says, maybe the Edom should go to Golus, Kechad Ravul Kapara, I'm a Golus Mechaperis. So, what is Tosis' answer? Yishlom Adahacha Kapara Lepotro Megolus Kama. Of course, Golus is Mechaperis. We're discussing specifically the Kapara from the perspective of ending the sentence, commuting the sentence, ending the sentence, pattering from Golos. So for that, you need Mrs. Kohen Gadol. Because that's what the Kal V'chomer is coming to do. He says, Misha lo gola, Mrs. Kohen Gadol would certainly commute the sentence, would patter him from Golos. That's what Gemara means. Because afilu lo gola el yom echad Mrs. Kohen Gadol hu chozer. Okay, this is Tosus. And the Ritva there says similar language, right? What does the Ritva say in Daf Yud Aleph? Teirush lav de goes lo mechaperes klal. To havade b'chol makom goes mechaperes. V'lo l'china mametor sheyigel l'kan. He doesn't quote by face. He just says, obviously. So again, the Ritva who here says, it's not kapara mamish, says in Daf Yud Aleph. Lo l'china mametor sheyigel l'kan. Obviously, for the sake of getting a kapar. Elo lo mar what? The goes lo mechapro le'i l'achziro l'poto migo hadam. Mrs. Kohen Gadol of the Kaparu Lechuda. Is it a little bit like Tosus? Sounds like Tosus a little bit, somewhat. Goes on Mechapro Lechziro Lepoto Migo Adam. That now he's over. Now there's no more risk, there's no more worrying. He's out. He says, Kohen Gadol, that does it by itself. So, translate that into the Ritva here. So here's where I'm already not so clear about what the Ritva means here when he references that Gemara. I'm not really sure 100%. What does he want with that? Befrat, if you look in the Ritva himself, so take a look in the Hemshach of the Ritva, it talks about the Edom. What would be the Havamina by the Edom? What would you say? That they too should go to Golos. And what's the Lashon of the Ritva there? They should go to Golos. The Yamod, the Osa Suffix of Hariga, the Edim should be in this, put themselves at risk that they can be killed. Listen to the next couple words. The Acharechein Yiskaper B'misas Kohen Gadol. What does that mean, Yiskaper? But the Edim didn't kill the Shogig. So maybe what does he mean? Yiskaper, the same way he says over there, and what Tosa says, what does Yiskaper mean? That they will be putter from having to be in this risk anymore. No, that's what the words will mean. Yeah, but Umaisa, what is Tosus and what does the Ritva mean there in Daf Yud Aleph? Does it really? So the Golos is Machater, but the Gisus Kohen Gadol commutes the sentence. What's the combination of factors? Maybe the Kohen Gadol can only commute the sentence when there was already a Kapara as well, through the being there. Like, why do you assume that the Mishkan Gadol can't commute the sentence before it started? Kal V'chomer. I found the Aruch Haner struggles with this. The Aruch Haner on Daf Yud Aleph. Ayin Tosus Ayin Over Ritva. He asks, I still don't understand. What does Gemara mean? Midi Golos Kamachapim. Mimanafshach, he asks. If Golos is not Moel Kral Kapara, why go to Golos? So just use Kohen Gadol's Misa, he can be at home and Misa Kohen Gadol, like the Ritva asks. And the Gemara, Adav Beis, he asks them. And if the Golos helps for Kapara, but the Gemara Kapara, the culmination that it ends, is Misa Kohen Gadol, so what's the Kal V'chomer of Abaye? There's a difference. Misa Golo Kvar, there's already a Kapara's Golos that sets the tone. Now Misa Kohen Gadol can do its part. Because he already had the Golos of the kapara of the Golos of being there. But if he didn't go there, maybe the Mishkan Gadol cannot do its part if he didn't have the first. That's what he asks. And therefore he goes in a different direction. He has another pshat, his own pshat in that Gemara, which you can look at, interesting pshat also. So I would just tell you, Rabosai, exactly what to do with Daf Yud Aleph and that reference of the Ritva. Okay, listen, you have to wait for Perek Sheni. You have to wait for Perek Sheni. You know, exactly what is the relationship between the kapara of being a Golos and the Kapavis, there is a Gemara about it, there's a Tosis, there's a Ritva. The words seem to be saying the following. Golos is a Kapara, but Mishkan Gadol is what commutes the sentence, it's what patters, it's what lets him go free. Apparently that's enough to make a Kal V'chomer. Why, I'm not sure. That needs to be understood. That's the kasha of the Aruch HaNer. That's enough to make a kal v'chomer that if it commute the sentence when he started serving the sentence, it can commute the sentence after before he started serving. Okay. But what the Ritva wants to show you is from that line of Gemara that Golus is not the beginning and the end of Golus. It's not about Golus. It's not about Kapara. After all, the Gemara says, Miskayin Gado is commuting the sentence. So obviously, and the Gemara's question is, Midi Golus Kamachapra. So whatever you'll say about Golus, obviously the Ritva acknowledges it. And when he asked the Kasha on Daf Yud Aleph, the Torah didn't just say go to Golus, Stam. It's like, oh, Chinam HaMetor. What the Ritva wants by us is to try to differentiate Golus from Kofer. Kofer does not, is his halacha, in the Maskinin. Golus is based as halacha. It can carry with it a potential death. He can be killed. Even though there's element of kapara, not kapara mamish. Therefore, the Edom could perhaps have to also serve the sentence of onesh golus and yiskaper, in the sense that I think by the Edom, meaning that they would be commuted, the sentence would end with Mrs. Kohen Gadol. That would have been a real havamina were not exerus a custom of huyans. That's the best I can do, I think, with this first, the first, you know, part of the Ritva. A couple of you had questions. You're waiting patiently. So if you still have the questions, please. I don't remember anymore who is whose hands were up.
Just, can you explain the Teda of Moshe with Beidem?
Yeah.
What exactly does that mean?
So the first way to, I mean, I'm saying two things, but they're really very similar. The point of Teda is that, you know, if it were just Kapara and not a Chiyuv that Moshe were based in, it could not carry with it the potential, the risk of being killed. After all, the kapara is my halacha. So how could you suddenly tell me if I don't do it, then suddenly potentially put myself at risk? What do you mean? Elamai, Beis Din can say, this is our onesh we're imposing on you, and this onesh is more than just what you realize. This onesh entails a potential risk of being killed. Then we could talk about where it comes from, because it's an onesh of Beis Din. Just like there's an onesh of Misa, there's an onesh that puts you in a situation that your life is in danger. But that's what Beis Din is doing to you. Beis Din is putting an onesh on you that has in it, you know, the peril of being killed. But that's why you can have that, because it's Beis Din's onesh. If it were my halacha, well, where does that come from? The other way to add, the other knach is to say that the onesh, so to speak, the fact that he can be killed, derives from the fact that he's not following the rules. The rules are, be in Golus. Be in that place, don't leave. If you leave, then you're at your own risk. So that means that there are rules. Where did the rules come from? They came from Beis Din. Beis Din imposed those rules on you. That means it's an onesh, not a kapar. So that's what the Ritva saw in that halacha. That's the teda of the Ritva. Yeah.
Aren't you also the possibility that you bring a korban, you can mechai yourself?
Hashem told you about person mechayv himself. That's in Daf Yomi last couple of days. Person mechayv himself and Hashem told you. That's what you told him that. I'm guessing. No, you can't mechayv yourself machatas. What do you mean? If you're not mechayv, I mean, what do you mean exactly?
You have to bring a korban in order to get kapara or something.
No, so the issue of kapara, we'll get to this later on in the Ritva and the Ramban here. If Edom, can you have hazama on a chiyuv korban? We'll get to that coming up in the Ritva and the Ramban. What do you mean as far as right now is part of the Ritva? What is
the, you bring a korban to have a kapara for something, so you bring the possibility of getting karis if you...
No, not so. In other words, carbon is v'shogeg. There's no karis. It's not shat if you don't bring the carbon, it's karis. Carbon is chatas. I mean, I think chatas. In Nezid, there's karis, v'shogeg is a carbon chatas. The aveira that would have a stone no karis, the shogeg this chatas. What do you mean? I mean, in other words, where do you have a carbon that if you don't bring the carbon, there'll be, you have a chiyuv to bring carbon Pesach? Yes, if you don't bring carbon Pesach, you have karis. That's a mitzvah that say that if you mevatel that say, there's karis. That's what I'm thinking of that, maybe.
Like,
what?
If you, like, let's say bring a korban as a woman,
in Malchus.
Pigol.
You eat an animal that you have machshavas chutz zmano, That's one of the averus that one of the lamed vav krisus is eating pigul, eating noser, eating pigul. These are separate averus. If you do bishogeg, you bring a carbon. I want to focus now on the continuation. Now we're just basically scratching the surface. The Ritva has a lot here on this sugya. Let's continue along in the Ritva. So this is in terms of differentiating kofar from galus. But we haven't really, the Ritva hasn't yet addressed what the Gemara means. So, okay, the Gemara says, because it's a kapara, kofar is a kapara, so therefore it doesn't apply to say kasher zama by the Eidim. Okay, why is galus different? Now we explain why galus is different. But what does it mean exactly? What does it mean to say that because kofar is kapara, why not? What does Gemara mean? So we saw the Lashon of Rashi. We'll see where that will fit in terms of what the Ritva is going to say. The Ritva is going to say a couple of things. But then he's going to ask a whole other kasha. So we'll see where that goes. So the Ritva, continue on. Okay? The time the Rabbanei Kapara Ninu, this reason that the Gemara says, so they, the Edim, since Kofar is Kapara, the Edim are not B'nei Kapara. Perish Rabbeinu Tam. Zal. What does Gemara mean? They are not b'nei kapara. Mishum de b'chay ve'karban de havi kapara. Chaymulan de b'inan maisa mamish. We know that karbanos are brought for an avera that's committed. Let's say chatas is brought for an avera that's committed with a maisa. Dechsiv Torah achas yelachem l'osa b'shgaga. So a carbon can only be brought on an aveira that has a maisa. Ukidaminan in Sanhedrin, Pegdalamisus, Yatsa Megadef, Yatsa Edim Zomin, Shein Behem Maisa. So that's why Megadef and Edim Zomin, which are various that are just Ali Dibur, so that's why they could not be subject to a chi of carbon. The Gemara then Sanhedrin discusses. At some point we'll have to see that Gemara with the Tosus there, but meanwhile, the klal is that a chi of carbon, which is a kapara, requires an aveira with a maisa. Says that now we understand what the Gemara is saying. According to Rabbeinu Tam, me'ata l'kufra dehi kapara nami lo chazu. In other words, Rabbeinu Tam is learning pshat in this Gemara, hanigabne kapara, meaning since Eden Zomin did not do an maisa, it was just dibur, as we saw earlier in the Amud 2, it's just dibur. Therefore, they're not shaykh to have a kapara. The inner of the kapara is not related to them because they did not do a maisa. In other words, the klal that Rabbeinu Tam sees in the Gemara Sanhedrin is not specific to chiv, carbon per se. It's a function of what? Not carbon per se, but of kapara. Carbon is a kapara. To have a kapara, to get a kapara in whatever form, here it's kofar. But there it's carbon, chatas, or whatever, there has to be a maisa. So, since kufra kapara, and edim labani kapara, they're not shaykh to kapara, you can't have them have kapara, because it was not a maisa. This is one pshat. He asks him this pshat, v'ikshal zeh betosus b'shem ri, that what? Hanichu rabbanan. That's the shita of the chachamim, that you need to have a maisa. Avribe kiva amar hasim delo bin a maisa. Again, the sugya there. Kiva holds, you don't need a maisa to be chayiv a carbon. Or if Yochanan afil maisa zuta lo be in a kedisa hasham. Again, the sugya there. So what's the problem? V'hada hacha ha'amura ba Rabbi Akiva. K'niktan misham Rabbi Akiva amru afi misham na piyatzma. In other words, Rabbi Akiva adds one more thing to the list. That means that he agrees with what was before. And he adds another halacha. So everything that was stated until now, that im misham na sakofer, Rabbi Akiva would agree with. If the reason for why they don't get kofar is because they did not do a maisa and you can't have, and they're not b'nei kapara, they can't have a chiv kapara without a maisa, Rabbi Akiva would not require a maisa for kapara. So how could this pshat work out? That's the kasha and this pshat. Okay, so this is one pshat in the Gemara. Hani la b'nei kapara, meaning because kapara needs a maisa, avera, and they didn't do a maisa. V'acherim pirshu, a second suggestion. The labane kapara de kofar karmina. Notice they're first trying to emphasize the difference in the language of the Gemara. According to the first pshat that he says b'shem Rabbeinu Tam, when the Gemara says labane kapara, meaning not specific halacha to kofar, Kapara in general. Kapara in general. They're not b'nei kapara because they didn't do a maisa. According to this pshat, b'nei kapara, meaning of this particular inyan of kofar, they're not b'nei kapara. Why? She'ein kofar ela b'mi, she'shoro harag es ha'nefesh. Where's kofar relate to? What situation? If a person's shor killed, just to maybe backtrack for a second, I just want to just clarify, Ms. Tamar, you'll have this question at some point. Just, the pshat of Rabbeinu Tam. So what is he saying? Kapara is only if there's a maisa. So even someone didn't do a maisa. Kofar is a kapara. Where's the maisa? It's not the person's maisa. It's the pshia of the person, and the shor killed somebody. That's called a maisa. The shor was horeg. That's the maisa. And your pshia is the maisa shor is mishyachis to you, if you will. It's a chakir and babakama, you probably know what I'm referring to, right? So that's pshat, I'm stam pshan Rabbeinu Tam. In other words, otherwise, either way, it's no maisa. The answer is, the pshia sabaylim is mitzdarev to the maisa of what the shor did. That's called that there was a maisa here that happened. Mashakin by the Edom Zomim, there was no maisa. What's the second pshat? That la b'nei kapara of kofar. Edom are not shayach to the kapara of kofar, because kofar is only for somebody who's sure killed somebody. Like this, looking above a comma. The fish of Matsino, the Masa Bide Shamayim, she knows in Kopmaman, Miskapalam. The Gemara is part of a Shakavatari. It says, you find that people, Chaimis and Shamayim, can give Mammon and get a kapara and not have to be subject to the Misa Bide Shamayim. The same Kofi Yushasala. Says the Ritva, this pshat fits nicely with what Rashi says. Russian Rashi was, "Zeh shekasa Rashi zalkan la b'nei kapara shari lo harag shoram es ha'nefesh." So, what is the Ritva? The Ritva is basically saying Rashi, but he adds another knech. In other words, in the Rimu Lunil, what did the Rimu Lunil add to Rashi? Lo harag shoram es ha'nefesh, and they did not avera veda sheker, so therefore the kapara of harag shoram es ha'nefesh does not relate to their avera. But the Ritva is adding here is another layer. In other words, the whole point of the Chi of Kofar, Kapara, is because Harag Shor is a Nefesh, and because of that, the person is Chai Misa De Shemayim. So you, to order to ransom your soul from that Chi of Misa, you pay Kofar. All of that is not relevant to the Eid. They didn't have the Shor kill somebody. They're not subject, therefore, to Misa B'nei Shemayim for such an action. And therefore, they're not subject. They have no need for the kapara of kofar. So according to this reading, la b'nei kapara of what? Not kapara in general. La b'nei kapara of what? Of kofar. Kofar specifically. Says the Ritva, a third point. So we have the one pshat, and not b'nei kapara because they didn't do a maisa. Another pshat make kapara of kofar because they're not in the situation that they should require kapara for having the shor kill somebody and bichai misa shemayim. That doesn't relate to them. They didn't do any of that. Says the Ritva, ubevadai shelafi shita zu, the way we're going right now, the way we're understanding right now, he means because we're going to soon see a whole mapecha, a revolution coming in the Ritva. That's coming up, but the way we're learning right now in this Gemara, which is going to change the pshat in a bit. Lo yitzichem chorin l'taim. Forget reason one. Forget reason two. Forget what I said. Oh, they didn't do a maisa. Scratch that. Forget what we said. Oh, because they sure did not kill anybody. You don't need that either. It's simple. You don't need la b'nei kapara. Simple. Lo yitzichem chorin l'taim. Da is l'taim rabba. Da b'nei kapara. You want to know how to read the words of the Gemara? Very simple. A very obvious, big, obvious reason. Rabbanei kapara ninu b'ha kevan sha'asa b'mezid. Simple. Why not rabbanei kapara? Because they acted b'mezid. V'lo matzino kapara kazu mezidin. The only time we find a kapara for a mezid, elu l'mi sheshoro harag echad b'pshiyah shalosham o'karay v'lo yamezid. In other words, short of that situation, where it was mamish, that situation of kofar, we won't find a kapar. It could be, I'm just speaking realizing now, the Lefishi Tazu maybe goes back on what we just said right now, maybe better reading of the Ritva. Shita Zu, and he's going to say something more soon, but it could be that the Pshat is not what I just said. Lefi Shita Zu means what he just said right now. What was this Pshat? Lo Harak Shorem Adam. La B'nei Kapara of Kofar, right? Says the Ritva, say better. La B'nei Kapara, because they did it amazing. The only time you find a Kapara amazing is that case. Lo Harak Shorem Adam. So therefore, Avnei Kapara, because they were not shogeg, and the only time you have mazid is that specific instance, which is not what they did. They did something else. They did this second. L'maisa, there are three suggestions that the Ritva has now read in the Gemara. La b'nei kapara nino, either because they did no maisa, or because they did not have the shor kill anybody, they did not become subject to misa d'shamayim, therefore they're not shaykh to kofar. And thirdly, because kapara would only be shaykh for a shogeg and not a mazid, except specifically for that specific instance of a person who's b'sheh b'shorah, which they didn't do. So therefore, again, you can't give them kapara because they were mazid. Now, on both sides, Mistami, you're going to be thinking this question, maybe. How do you relate this section of the Ritva that we just completed now with the first part of the Ritva? When the Ritva had a kasha, had to square this part of the Gemara, that Gemara gives a reason why they don't get kofar because Labanei Kapara Ninu, with earlier in the Gemara that Gemara needed to come out to a new drasha of why the Edom would not go to Golus. Why not simply say the same reason of Labanei Kapara Ninu? Would that kasha be equally valid for all three of these pshatim that the Ritva now laid out for us? Or maybe not? The Ritva didn't know yet pshat in his Gemara. He didn't yet focus on what it means Labanei Kapara Ninu until right now. So he just right away addressed the kasha. Also, say the same thing by Golus, without really knowing pshat in the Gemara, and he gave the answer that Golus is not inherently a kapara. It's a chiyuv. It's an onus. It's masala beizdin, and kofar is okay. But lemaisa, the question itself, would it get off the ground according to each one of these pshatim? What do you think?
According to
the first explanation, that the Labanei Kapara means they did not do a Maisa.
It's still a shrine.
So it's still a Kasha. In other words, so Maisa, Golus is Kapara, and they ate him not B'nei Kapara because they didn't do a Maisa. So Maisa tells the same reason by Golus. Good. According to the third explanation, Labanei Kapara Ninu, because they acted the Nazi. Nope. So would it be a kasha from Golus? So Golus is a kapara. Again, we're assuming in the kasha it's a kapara. And they acted amazing. So they should be shach the kapara of Golus. So that's why don't go to Golus. Agree? What about according to the middle pshat? According to the middle pshat that he quotes, Acherim Pirshu, Labanei Kapara means specifically the kapara of Kofar. The pshat that he reads in Tirashi, that the Gemara means they're not subject to the kapara of kofar because lo harak shoram adam, they're not in the situation of chiyuv misa b'shamayim. That's why you can't impose kofar. Would it still be a kasha by Golus? The Gemara only was saying a specific point b'nogeya kofar. I'm wondering. So maybe the Ritva wouldn't have been asking. Or, can anyone counter this? What do you think? Would it have been a kasha even according to the middle pshat? Yeah? So you say, yeah, but to the extent that Golus is defined in every way by its very essence as kapara, in the same way kofar is, so just plug in that same logic. That was lo hargu adam b'shogeg. So you still have to pull it away from being defined, you know, exclusively in terms of its kapara, because were it to be defined exclusively kapara, then you could just plug in the same idea. But if I had to push back, I would say, yeah, that's if you just read the words of Rashi, Vaharak Sharam Adam. But the way the Ritva says it here, and he puts it into Rashi, it's not just the way the Rimu and Nuk put it. He says, because the Kofer Kapara is because Vaharak Sharam Adam is Vaharak Sharam Adam and the Chai Misa De Shamayim, and that's why they bring the, and that's why they bring the, they pay the Kofer. They don't have a Chai Misa De Shamayim that was triggered. And the whole Chiyuv Kofer is because they have to ransom their souls for Chiyuv Misa Shamayim. So the fact that they didn't kill anybody, the Shogeg, so they shouldn't be shafted to Kapara, no. But Lamaisa, maybe they should still have a Chiyuv of Golus. It's because of this added point that the whole Kapara is because of the Chiyuv Misa De Shamayim. I'm not sure. I mean, in other words, the Rimu Nil's way of putting it, well, they did Eidus Sheker. They did Eidus Sheker. And that's not the, and the Kapara of Kofar is for a short killing somebody. You know, so plug that into Golus too. Their sin is Eidus Sheker. And Golus is for the Machaper on killing the Shogeg. So it doesn't match. If you say Pshat and Rashi that way, and if you were to define Golus exclusively in terms of Kapara, then maybe the Kasha was even for that. Even for that reason. But maybe the way that it was accentuating the middle pshat over here, I could argue that maybe the kasha before would not have been a kasha, vis-a-vis Golus. Because here the Gemara is saying a unique svara to the aspect of Misa De Shamayim that the Rebbe brings in over here. We see he's going to come back to that in a different way coming up in the Ramban, not quite the way he's saying it now. But even the way he's saying it now, maybe could have been enough to have answered the kasha itself from Golus. That's my suffix. Again, for the first and the third reasons, I think the kasha is still a kasha, and you have to say the teretz that he gave before. There's no ma'aser, there's no ma'aser on the part of the Eden, and they were mimizidim, so they're not b'nei kapara. So why is Golus need a new reason? According to the second pshat of the Ritva, maybe the Gemara Svara, because it's specific to the Chimis V'Shamayim that the Kofar is coming to atone for, so maybe that alone would have been an answer to the Kasha from Golus. That's what I'm playing with. Again, the way Rashi said it, maybe not, because the same way they didn't have a short kill in Adam, they also didn't kill a person B'Shogeg. So say the same svar. Okay, this is all one chunk of the Ritva. Yes.
Based on Kasher's alone, why wouldn't the Chiyuv Shamayim transfer that appropriately?
Okay, so let's see if we can understand the next Kasha of the Ritva. Hold, let's go. Let's go with what you're saying, and let's read on in the Ritva, because now it's very interesting. The Ritva gave three fine explanations for what the Gemara will mean, that La v'nei kaparnu, right? Okay, so they can't have a kapar. The kapar doesn't relate to them, for whatever the reasons. They were without a ma'isa, they were b'mezid, they're not chai mis b'dei shamayim, so the kapara shouldn't relate to them. Okay, so far so good. No, first effect of itfa, avoha vada kashatu. I'm still have a lot of difficulties here, major difficulties. Why? Mishum dela b'nei kapara ninu, just because they're not b'nei kapara, as per what we just said, the Napanei Kapara, for the various three points. Lama you patur milisharim ha-kofer, shall you mechayvin oso, l'kayim bahen kashazam? Why still should not we be mechayiv the Edom kofer, which is what they want to mechayiv him, for the sake of fulfilling the directive of kashazam? The kashazamam lo bo l'kapara, ela l'mamona o l'knasa. What is this new kasha of the Ritva? I don't get it. You're telling me three reasons, pshat in the Gemara, why the Edom not b'nei kapara. So what? Why do they have to be shaykh to kapara to have an onesh of kofar of kasha zama? They wanted in machayiv him mamon. That mamon had associations with kapara, the Seder. That's for the person who's sure killed a person. So that mammon of kofar was for kapara for that person. True, the Edom themselves, the idea of kapara doesn't relate, for whatever the reasons. They did no maisa, they did the nezid, they didn't have a sword kill a person, good. But there's a halacha of kasha zama. Kasha zama means, if it's monetary payments, either has a status of mammon or knas. Rabbi Akiva calls it knas, Chacham call it mammon. Okay? So what do I need to have the notion of kapara linked to the Eden Zomerman? Kasha Zomam tells us to pay the mammon that they would machayv this person to pay. That person would have been paying money of kapara. Good. By the Eden, there's no shaykhus of kapara. Rabbin and kapara. Granted. But so what? So what? But we should machayv the Eden, the money of kofar, just as they wanted to machayv Ruvain, the money of kofar. By Ruvain, it's kapara. By the Edim, it's what we know about chi of mammon of kasha zama. Kol knas, kol mammon, machlokes tanoim. Why does it have to be a linked? What do I care that not they are not b'nei kapara? This is the kasha the Ritva is now going to give two answers to. One is own and one the Ramban. Now, we both say you should be thinking about something here in this kasha. Is it, do you hear something? Yeah.
Can we say that this case is a little different because the ownership they're getting is the same day Shemayim, right? So that's not tangible, like
so, okay, you're anticipating the Ramban that he's going to quote, I'm guessing, later on, coming up. You see how the Ramban formulates that? I'm guessing you saw the Hemshech. No, not yet? No? Okay. Okay, it's fine. For Yimachavin, even better. For Yimachavin. We're getting there. The Ritva is going to say very important Yisodos now. But I want to just see if there's something you can quibble with in the Kasha. The Ritva is now going to shift gears. In other words, he offered three viable explanations for the Gemara, Rabban and Kapara Ninu, and he says, I'm willing to wipe the slate clean. I'm still not happy. Why? Because why do I need the fulfillment of the Kasha Zamam to be associated with the notion of Kapara? I agree. Kapara is foreign to the Eden Zomerman for the various reasons that we said. Lo Harav Sharam Adam, they did it without a Maisa, they did the Maisa. Good. After all is said and done, Kasha Tuva. So what? They wanted Mechayev and Mammon? What you're getting at is one of the Mahalchim coming up, that no, maybe that what they were doing, they were Mechayev him. We'll see two Mahalchim coming up, the Ritva and the Ramban. But you're Mechayev to the Ramban, Misa Dei Shemayim, it's not really a Chiyuv Mammon. Good. The Ritva is asking, there is a Chiyuv Mammon. The Chiyuv Mammon is the Kapara. Good. By the Edim, that idea of Kapara is not relevant. Good. So what? Kasha Zamam. Kasha Zamam is never about kapara. Kasha Zamam is mammon or knas. So the mammon or knas, the money of the kofar that he would have paid for a kapara, should be imposed on the Edim b'toras kasha zamam. So the Rebbe is going to now have to, he's going to present a whole new, seemingly a whole new model, and to rework into the Gemara, because he's not happy with everything he said so far. But here, maybe there's what to be mefakbig in the kasha, yeah? Rabbi Chanan. This is where I think you have to think very deeply here. Rabbi Chanan's Yisod that we brought out from Tosus and Amid Aleph, he connected it to Tosus and Tzumas and Amid Beis with the Tzad Chomor of Rabbeinu Tam's Pshat Nigmar, Tzad Chomor Lo Parach. If you remember, Tzad Chomor is that you have the Chiv Chamisha Dvarim by Zomin. What Rabbi Chanan was Mechadish was that the idea of a Kasha Zaman is not, let's say, Lamasha, the case where a person is nischaya bebeifed into paid nezek sari pushevis boshes. Because he's chova b'chadera. And now the Edim have to do kasha zama. So they pay the amount that correlates with what he would have had to pay. Now by him, we would have defined the chiyuv not as $1,000, but as a payment of nezek, a payment of tsar, payment of ripui, payment of shevis, payment of boshes. That has in it a certain quality we call chumrah, chamisha dvar. Where Rabbeinu Tam words pshat in that Gemara, Ksuvas Lamed Beis, the Gemara is suggesting that that chumrah of chamisha dvar that Chovil has exists equally by Eden Zomerman. How so? Because if the mayor of somebody who's chayiv chamisha dvarin for being chovil b'chaveru, they have to be chamisha dvarin. Kasha is, what do you mean? By him, it's a chumrah of chamisha dvarin because it's a separate payment for Chovil. Eden, it's Kashezama. Kashezama means, what would he pay? He would have paid X amount of money, partly Mezek, partly Tsar, partly Sheves, Moshes, Ripoy, whatever, but that for the Eden, it's a lump sum of money. How much would he have to lose in his bank account? So why would you view that as Eden Zomen carry the same Chumra of Chamisha Dvarim? For them, it's translated into a Sacha Ko of the amount of money. So Bechana says, you see in this Tosis, that it's not the pshat that you simply do a calculation of what it is that they would have caused them to lose, and that's what they pay. Rather, the very psak din that was imposed on that person in its manifestations and how it looks, that's what they inherit. To use the lesson like the yoresh, that psak din, the psak din, yoshuv gmulo beroso, that psak din gets imposed on the Eden, gets implemented on the Eden. So the psak din vis-a-vis the person wasn't just pay $1,000, pay out five distinct payments. It's called a payment of Nezek, a payment of Tsar. That's what they're paying. That's what he's paying. The Eden would be paying that $1,000 betoras ki'ilu. It has the same shem chalos psak din on them. That's the big yisod, and we used it to answer up, if you remember, the Tosfos on Amud Aleph with the halacha of Yata Yachal Amiso. If you remember, you'll chazer a lot, of course, over the Zman that we have, over Yon Tovim, you know, the Tosfos on Amud Aleph. The psak of Rotseach, that carries over. Question is, chayra, that yisod should be enough to answer the kasha of the Ritva. In other words, the Ritva is asking, so what that by the Edom is not kapar? The Edom should be paying. Kasha zama, mama no ma or knas. So by him it's a kapara, but Edom, who needs the notion of kapara? But if we really embrace this yisod, I think we have room maybe to answer this kasha. Because what is it that kasha zama means? It means that psak din has to be inherited by the Edom. If the whole notion of kapara is foreign to the Edom, for the reasons enumerated before, it could be that alone is why you can't have kasha zama by kof. Is it absolutely, positively a proof that the Ritva cannot embrace Rav Chanan's yisod? I'm not sure. Could be that the question is how far you run with this yisod. In other words, it could be that this the idea that the psag din is inherited, that maybe the Ritva could understand it on some level, not in most extreme formulation of it. In other words, the psak din gets implemented by the Eden, but maybe the tachlis of it, in other words, there's a chi of mamon, or kofer, the chi of, but they're paying money, which is kapar. So the mamon is l'shem kapar. The Eden inherit the chi of mamon of kofer. The tachlis of why you're paying the mamon doesn't apply. I don't know, maybe for Chamisha Dvarim, it's enough to be called the Chum of Chamisha Dvarim. Maybe the Ritva feels that even if the Kapara component is not here, but the Tachris doesn't exist, but the Psak of paying Mamon should be carrying over. Obviously, it certainly is a very strong grounds to answer the Kasha of the Ritva, I do agree. Just wondering if it's absolutely Mukhrach, I'm not so sure. It could be that you have to know exactly how far you take that Yisod. Is it Mamish, you know, like every aspect of it, the tachlis of the psak din, all of that, that has to exist, or just the psak din itself is, you know, in its, you know, what it means, that's what they inherit. I don't know, I'm not, but I think there's certainly grounds to answer the kasha, but the Ritva does not accept it. The Ritva says, no, so what's wrong? They don't have kapara, they don't need kapara, but there's a chi of mammon, a chi of kofer, which is money, it's a kapara. But who needs the Edom to have a kapar? They need a kapar. Says the Ritva now, a new layer in this whole sugya, understanding kofer. Zok the Ritva, pshat as follows. The Yishlomer. The hazama lo shaycha baha. Lamanda amar kufa kapar. Something more. What we said until now is not enough. Kofar is kapara, the Edom and not b'nei kapara for the reasons and something more. You cannot talk about hazama and kofar in the same sentence. You cannot mechayev the edim for kashazamam if that which they wanted mechayev the person was in kofar kapar. Why? There's a shayla in the Gemara im maskinin ala kofar lemand omar kofar kapara. The Gemara has a shayla there in Baba Kama Daf Mem if mimashkinin ala kofar. You have to see the exact nature of this shayla. If you hold kofar kapara, do we force the person to pay? Who is the question on? Because who force? That's a big shayla. Mimashkinin or emimashkinin? The Salka Batekel, the Gemara doesn't resolve the Shaila. And therefore, Misafekel Chayim and Maskinin. The Gam Rizal Pirisha, the Lomi Boylan Hassam, Ella im Kofin Osoch Yomerotzani. Says the Rifa Pshat in that Shaila. The Maskinin ala Kofar, even if it means the Maskinin, what does it mean, the Maskinin? Do we pressure, mean Bezdin? Does Bezdin pressure the person to agree, to consent, to pay? Notice, not mimashkinin in the sense that we force him, we based and force him to pay. Do we force him to consent that he's going to pay? So in other words, it's really not about Bezdin's enforcing the chiyuv kofar of the etzem, it's whose halacha? His. Does halacha Bezdin can force a person to take a lulav? Makin oso, achetetzi nafsho. Whose halacha is to take a lulav? My halacha, my mitzvah. The only mimashkinin that we consider is making him agree that he's going to pay the kofar. Umeata, if this is correct, ilu lo ratzo rasis kofar, lo yu kofar noso. If he wouldn't want to pay, because at the end of the day, all mimashkinin can mean his rotzani, but let's say he holds his own. Meanwhile, and we hold anyway a mimashkinin, but even imagine the only road study. If he doesn't want to pay, then you don't force him. Continues a bit. The im hayu yodea ba'atzma shelo hayu kmo sheheidu. He knows that his shor did not kill a person. The edim testified that harak shoro sa'adam, his chayef kofar. And he knows better. The whole thing is fabricated. It's not true. Lo hayu nosin. Certainly, a person would not pay kofar if he knows it's a big lie. Because what do I have to pay kofar for? There's no reason. And there'd be no problem with him not paying, because he doesn't, it's up to him. The kevan shekein ein kandin hazam. Nu mahalachim. What the Gemara is trying to say in Kasava Kufra Kapara, you cannot talk about hazama for something like kofar, where it's your halacha, it's up to you, and if you know that it's not true, you wouldn't pay it. So what's Chechazam? V'hachikam. This is now you have to work on the words of the Gemara. The Gemara's words are kufra kapara, v'hanelev ne kapara nino. Now the Ritva has to try to do a little surgery in the words of the Gemara, so to speak. Until now, it read simply. Kufra kapara, and the edim anapene kapara. Three ways to read that. That was pshat until now. What is the Ritva doing now? V'hachi kama, kufra kapara, and that says it all already. The leis the kapara din hazam. We'll explain some more, but you're getting the gist of this. You can't talk about hazama by kofar if it's his din. He doesn't have to do it. If he knows it's not true, he's not going to do it. So what's shaykh hazama? To pay, make the pikash hazama. That's already a vart in its own right. That already is communicating to us why you can't have a chiyuv of kashazama. But what are the words that continue in the Gemara? Kufra kapara, so that already says it. Continues the Gemara. Know what to say afterwards? Kufra kapara. Vahan yavne kaparnina. So what does the Ritva do with that? The imishum delehevilu kapara. And if it said they should have kapara, labne kapara nino kenyeli. That needs a hesper, Rabusa. You understand? What does that mean? Again, until now, the words of the Gemara read beautifully. The Gemara is saying one vort, hani labne kapara nino. In order to introduce that nikuda, the Gemara starts by saying kufra kapara. And kapara doesn't relate to the Eden for the reasons that we gave. That was before. The Ritva was had problem with all that, because at the end of the day, why do I need the kapar to relate to the Eden? I just need to mechaydim kashazama, mammon or knas. Why do I care if the kapar relates to them or not? For him it's a kapar, for the Eden it's kashazama. Answers the Ritva. No, something else. Kufra kapar, that already explains why you can't impose kashazama kofar on the Eden, because it's his din. And then there's something else. Whatever that means. So let's start one by one. What's the Ritva saying? So there was one line in the Ritva. If he knew that it's not true, he wouldn't pay. So let's suggest at first glance that could say everything. In other words, they're testifying. They're zomim, right? We know what's going to happen to them. So would he really be paying kofar? Would he want to pay kofar on something where he knows it's not true? No. Yeah?
That's the same thing with any case, though. He knows that he's not chayav misa.
Yes, but the difference is that everywhere else, Beis Din is going to chayav you, whether you like it or not. Here, Beis Din is not memashke. So here, the chiyuv is not going to come to fruition.
Why would Beis Din chayav you?
No, because kufra is ain mamashkin, it means Beis Din cannot force you to pay. So this is how the Ritva's understanding it. We'll see it in a minute. Now, there's a line of Rabbi Kveger in Mishnayis where he quotes this Ritva, and in the brackets he says, well, the way the Ritva said it, Kashali, the Lefizeh Yehei Hadin, if they said Sharcha Harak Shelo Bifanecha, they would testify that the shark killed and he didn't see it, the lo yada shemeshakrim, then the Edom should be mishayim kofa. Now, it was Rabbi Kiveger apparently, or whatever is in the brackets, took the Ritva to mean that it has to do with that one line, that it doesn't really add up to a chiyuv, because he's not going to do it if he knows it's not true. What if he doesn't know if it's not true or not? So he might say, oy vey, this happened, oy, I have to pay kofa. So then maybe the armachayv. But it could be the Ritva means something even more than that. It's not just merely because he knows or doesn't know. Ritva just means that as an indication that this is not a chiyuv that Beis Din is imposing. And this goes back to the Torah that we've been using a lot in terms of what is kasha zaman. What is kasha zaman really? Why are you paying kasha zaman? Because you cause Beis Din to be marshia, a person with a psak that you're chayiv. When it comes to misa, we understand there's a chi of misa. Beis Din imposes a chi of misa, malchus, chayiv malchus. But mammon is also that way. In a chenami, to the extent that you're chayiv mammon without Beis Din, you should pay also. But when Beis Din paskins you're chayiv, there's a psak din, you're chayiv. And edim who are made the sheker on a person who's chayiv mammon, and Beis Din paskin, he's chayiv mammon, they were mazikim through the psak din of Beis Din, they're mazikim. The Ritva is saying apparently the following idea in kofar. Kofar is never the pshat that Beis Din paskins ploni, ish ploni, Rav Yid, you're chayiv kofar. Kofar is like gulav. It's his halacha, it's up to him. Best Beis Din can do is get him to say, I'm going to take the lulav, I'm going to give the kofar. But it's not Beis Din imposing a chiyuv on him. The Ritva just brings into the mix the haraya. If he knows it's not true, he's not going to do it. Therefore, there's no basis for kasha zama. A second motion. And this really opens up a very fundamental question. And this is why I gave you the Rashba, the Tosfos, and Daf Mem. Because not all, and you'll see the Me'iri, I'm forgiving the Me'iri, not, it's not pashut at all that this is correct. This is a big machokas bishonim. Can Beis Din, and the Rabbanan Chumash weighs in on this, can Beis Din force a person to pay kofar? Let's say memashkinin ala kofar. Or, Tosa seems to say that the whole memashkinin is only about the yorshim stepping in and forcing. But Beis Din certainly seems to have a right to make the person pay. So in other words, kufra kapara, is there a toveya on the money of kapara? If so, who's toveya? The relatives of the victim. But do they have a monetary claim against this person to pay the kapara money. Is there a tobeya? Not simple. Can Beis Din enforce payment of kofar money if kufra kapara? What the Ritva is saying here, he's going on the side of those Rishonim. How many you got to the Ramban and Chumash? Okay, so you'll see it. Okay. Im kofar yushas alav. Im kofar yushas alav. Very tentative. Im kofar. Rashi says in Chumash, there are some ims that are chiyuv. Ramban has his own pshat. Im kofar yushas alav, because eimim mashkinin, it's his halacha. That's the approach that the Ritva is pushing over here, and for the Ritva, that's the solution. Without this, the Ritva had a problem. At the end of the day, why do we need the kapara to be by the Eidim? They have a chiyuv kasha zama, says the Ritva. Kufra kapara, you can't have on kofar did hazama, because they're not mechayiv him. They're not mechayiv him kofar. It's his halacha. This is one approach. We'll see other Rishonim disagree. The Rambam, some of disagrees. Then comes the Ramban that he quotes here, another Mahalach. We still have to work out the words of the Gemara. We have to know, it seems that, according to this, that we're totally abandoning the earlier section of the Ritva. So that's also, and then the last Nikud that we have to bring in, and then I want you to go through the whole Ritva, is now the question I'll leave you with, and then you'll say the last word, yeah? So what about the din of Malkus in the Mishnah? Would there be Malkus, Rabosai, in a case of Edim who are testifying Chayiv Kofar and they become Zomimim? What do you think? Would there be Malkus? First? Yeah?
Yeah. According to the Ritva, on this shot, the people that the Zomimim are testifying on, they would be in the same position. Because if it's their choice to pay the Kofar money, they wouldn't pay it. Okay. So it works out perfectly.
That's right. The Ritva is saying basically you can't have hazama on kofar because it's not a chiyuv that they have to keep. They don't. There's no tobeya. Nobody can force him to pay.
No, those women just have to be in the same position.
No. What are you going to do? Make make them have a kapara that they should have an option of paying kofar.
I hear you.
Okay, I'm going to respond. It's great. And
according to the other Rishonim who would argue on this, even if the Zomimim are testifying on these people, and they're now five this kapara money, they're five to pay the money, but they don't actually need the kapara.
That goes back to the earlier pshat.